Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, founder at Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. And today I want to talk about one of my favorite topics that I have worked on this for more than a decade, the concept of manifestation. I want to help you understand what manifestation is. It is nothing more than your ability to make happen what you want in your life. And often that takes effort. But sometimes maybe you need resources. Maybe you need certain types of people, right? And you have no idea where to find these resources or these people. The art of manifestation is part effort and part mental. You've got to have the right mindset. You've got to ask for it in the right way. And then you have to do the things you are compelled to do. You have to take action. There will be an action. It might be a phone call. It might be an email. It might be, you know, take a walk. It might be go to a certain place, go to a certain town, take that meeting, whatever it may be. And it's easy enough to get yourself used to the idea of, okay, if I feel compelled to act, I need to act on it. When my gut says, go to that meeting, make that phone call, take a walk, whatever, then, okay, you can train yourself to go do that when you feel compelled to take action. You train yourself to take action. But the part that I see everybody really kind of get wrong about it is how they ask for what they need. And I want to share with you today a very simple but incredibly useful change in how you ask for what you want or what you need. So what most people do is that most people will say, ask and ye shall receive, give and it shall be given. And every religion in the world has some form of that concept, right? That God, Source, Allah, the Tao will bring you what you need. But the thing I see people doing wrong is asking for it like they don't already have it. So there will be, you may say, you may pray or meditate, and you may say, my community needs a person who's really good at marketing or whatever. Or please help me find the right person to hire for this job. Or bring me my twin flame. Or bring me money as a resource because here's what I want to do with it. When you ask to receive, when you say bring me this, or you ask to be given, give me this, it often doesn't work. You'll get lucky a few times because you were close to it anyway, but it often doesn't work. Why does it not work? Because when you say give me or send me or bring me, what you're saying is that thing that I'm asking for is way over there and I don't already have it, so I'm depending on Source or God to bring it to me. And that's why it doesn't work, because you are coming at it with an attitude that you don't already have it. So if you want to make sure that your manifestation happens, then what you want to do is tiniest little tweak. Treat it more like you lost your keys and you're trying to find them. You know you have keys. But you don't know where they are. So you're actually just looking for help to find it. So ask to be shown instead. Ask to be shown where the thing is. It is yours already. So mindset, ask, action. The mindset is, I have everything I need before I need it. The ask is, please show me where it is. Because I'm not seeing it. I've lost it. I'm not seeing it. Please show me where it is. And then you act on whatever action you're compelled to act on. So let's go through that again. The mindset is, I have everything I need before I need it. It almost makes a song. I have everything I need before I need it. You have everything you need before you need it. But maybe you just didn't notice it. Maybe it's on the shelf and you didn't notice it. Maybe it's in the garage and you didn't notice it. Maybe you just haven't seen it yet, but it's there. So I have everything I need before I need it. Then ask, please show me where this is because I'm ready to use it. I'm ready to do something with it. I'm ready for this person. I'm ready for these resources. Please show me where it is. And then act on whatever action you feel compelled to take. Doing that Google search, making that phone call, sending that email, taking that meeting, writing that paper, whatever. So I have everything I need before I need it. Please show me where it is and take the action that you feel compelled to take. And boom, you will have everything that you need. And you'll notice when you find it, that it was already there. You actually already knew all the people you needed to know. You actually had access to all the resources you needed to have access to. And you'll be surprised. You'll go, well, oh my God, look at that. I really did have it already. I just wasn't seeing it. So there you are. I have everything I need before I need it. Please show me where it is. And then take action. Take the actions you feel compelled to take. And boom, like that. What you are looking for will find you. And you will see it. And you will see that it has been there the whole time, lined up and waiting for you. So this is a short one, but actually really critical. So practice that, try it, and let me know how it works for you. And it works for everything. It works for solutions to coding problems. It works for your software. It works for resources. It works for people. It works for information of any and every kind. So enjoy that, y'all, and let me know what you choose to bring into your life with that. And I hope it's something beautiful. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next time.